With increasing numbers of workers going mobile, organizations have to figure out a way to support, manage, and secure a wide array of mobile devices. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on this episode of Connection Point, speaking with Sean McManus, the Director of Platform Advocacy in the Enterprise Business Unit of Research in Motion, the maker of the BlackBerry smartphone and the Playbook tablet. Before joining RIM, Sean worked at IBM Global Services and a number of private firms in the voice and telecom industry, and this means he's well positioned to tell us about new solutions available to help protect business information and keep mobile workers connected. And Sean, thanks for taking time and joining me today.
Thanks, James. Glad to be here.
All right, let's set the scene for this discussion, Sean. What are the major forces that you see around enterprise mobility that is driving some real needs in the IT world?
Well, I'd probably say the IT world is, of course, driven by the larger market. And I would say it's the three C's: consumerization, cloud, and choice. And these manifest itself in different ways, but obviously choice and consumerization would be people bringing in their own devices into work, whether they be smartphone, tablets, or in some cases laptops. That's generically known as the bring your own device. And yet IT organizations are being asked increasingly to be vigilant for security leaks and things of that nature. So those are the main trends that I would see: the consumerization, cloud, and choice, and then the underlying struggles that IT departments now find themselves with that they maybe didn't have a few years ago.
And Sean, with all of these new options then, what does RIM offer to assist IT pros who really need to manage these mobile devices?
Well, certainly we've been known for some time to have very strong mobile device management solutions. Our BlackBerry Enterprise Server, formerly known as BEZ, is absolutely a great product out there and is deployed in hundreds of thousands of locations around the world. We've now extended that to include Android and iOS, as well as Playbook tablets. And that rebranding of the overall mobile device management play from RIM is called BlackBerry Mobile Fusion. Underneath it, there would still be, of course, the BEZ and the other platforms, but it's really having Mobile Fusion now as a single pane of glass where I can manage BlackBerry smartphones, Playbook tablets, and now Android and iOS devices as well.
Total cost of ownership, Sean, always has been, but even maybe more so now, a concern, especially for cost-conscious organizations, which most fall into that category these days. Do you see certain TCO advantages around these solutions that our listeners really should be focused on?
I think there's a few areas that you can look at, probably two or three main areas. The first and foremost is that with the notion of having a single pane of glass to manage all of your mobile endpoints, there's a reduction in overall cost as opposed to setting up paralleled and duplicate infrastructures. Putting in all sorts of different management consoles and solutions, ultimately that eats up cost and complexity, both CapEx cost for purchasing the equipment and then the OpEx cost in actually running it. So single pane of glass there, certainly something to reduce the longer-term spend. Another angle on it that's maybe a little more subtle is with our newer BlackBerry Mobile Fusion solutions and our smartphones and tablets, BlackBerry Balance, the notion that you can actually have a device that would be procured in the personal world, the BYOD space, but still be corporate connected. And this is the notion of using one device that's personal but also for work. So there might be some savings around that as well. And then, of course, finally, how do you actually bundle this and price it together? We've made it very simple, basically a client access license or a CAL, just like we've done for BlackBerries, is now available for Android, iOS, and Playbook tablets. And if they have enterprise licensing or any other discounts that they have through their reseller, we can take advantage of that.
Sean McManus with us from Research in Motion. Sean, let's focus on support for a moment, since obviously keeping a mobile workforce connected can be a challenge for IT. What are BlackBerry's global support capabilities?
Well, we've always had a good footprint around the world. We have folks in every of the major continents out there. I don't think we have any in Antarctica, but everywhere else we have over 1,000 technical support staff trained globally to not only deal with BlackBerrys, but our mobile device management solutions, including Mobile Fusion, as well as all the ancillary products that people like to put alongside their BlackBerry solution, be it BlackBerry MVS for fixed mobile convergence, our SharePoint solution, things of that nature. So really, they can now have one phone number that you can actually call people and actually get support on all of your solutions.
And mobile device management is something that more and more IT orgs, I think, are being proactive about. I think that's probably something, Sean, you've seen instead of just reacting to new devices coming in. And you know, the beauty is that you can have multiple devices being managed here. As folks, as our listeners, are evaluating MDM solutions in the marketplace, let's leave them with, you know, your top, you know, two or three tips, kind of questions they should be asking, benefits they should be looking for to make sure that they choose the right MDM for their organization?
Well, that's a good point. But I think first what an organization needs to do is take a step back and be honest and realistic about what their environment looks like. And I don't just mean about mobility, but taking a step back and thinking about embracing collaboration in its many forms. It's not just about email and instant messaging. It could be social networking across groups. And of course, it's going to be both consumer and enterprise. Then I would start to think about what kind of single communication experiences are you trying to put together? And when I say single, it might be on a single device, but have different modalities. I could escalate an IM session into a phone conversation, things of that nature. You need to start to think about how people actually communicate, not just providing them with the raw tools. Once you've got a good handle of that for your organization, and I would suggest that it varies per role and industry vertical, then you can think about how do you make it manageable and secure, and how do you actually provide content to these mobile endpoints. And at that point, and only then, would I start considering mobile device management. Surely, we've been in the game longer than anyone else. We invented the space for mobile device management. We're a trusted brand around the world. We have the highest security validations, FIPS-certified devices, and so forth. And, of course, we bought firms like Certicom and others to help enhance our security models. So I think when you actually figure out what you want to do and you're embracing collaboration, then you can start honestly to look at mobile device management. And we'd hope that our BlackBerry Mobile Fusion, with a single pane of glass to manage all of the major platforms, would come out favorably.
Sean, with the folks that you talk to, do you find enough are taking time on that planning stage, really evaluating their communication type needs?
I got to be honest, no. They usually get into it from a, holy moly, we've got all these devices floating around and now we actually have to do something about it. Usually people don't actually think about mobile device management until there's some pain, either the pain of managing all these devices in terms of application push and consistency across the platform, perhaps just even managing inventory, so some sort of asset management. It comes sort of to a head. And then they realize they really need to take a couple steps back and take a look at it. That's why I'm advising people, take a look at things now before it actually becomes a pain point, and then you'll save yourself a lot of grief down the line. And you also won't be putting in one siloed solution after another and then replacing it 6 months later.
I know, some great tips. That's where we're going to leave it. And we're going to give some information so folks can contact PC Connection, the whole family of companies, and maybe get an idea on how they can evaluate really what their needs are and obviously get more information about Research in Motion. So, Sean, hey, really appreciate your time today.
Great. Thanks, James. Enjoyed being here.
And if you all do want some more information on BlackBerry Mobile Fusion, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about BlackBerry solutions and BlackBerry deployment and migration services. You're invited to learn more at govconnection.com/BlackBerry or call 1-800-800-0019 and email, pretty simple, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to conclude this installment of Connection Point.